The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful, bright, chilly Monday morning here in Margate. I'm at 3105 North State Road 7 at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And joining me up in Boca Raton at the WWNN Studios is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I know you have a very special person beside you there that is going to be doing the show today. And it's a person I've known for many years that I admire greatly and love her immensely. And would you like to do the honors?
Well, I happened, unfortunately, to have an empty seat beside me, I'm so sorry to say. And I know that our producer Joe is on the phone with somebody, so it's possible that she may be calling for some directions. It's possible that she might be joining us by phone. And the person, to all of our listeners who may be totally confused by now, to all of our listeners, the person we're speaking about is Dominique Ostrander. And she is not only Alf Foreman's daughter, but she is the educator and regional sales manager for Jarro Formulas. And just last evening, she did a fabulous presentation with regard to beneficial probiotics and how dramatically focused Jarro Rogovin, and because of Jarro's leadership, the focus at Jarro Formulas on quality probiotics is unsurpassed in the industry. So she will be joining us in just a few minutes. So, Al, other than having Dominique on the radio with us this morning, is there anything else on the agenda? I know that there's going to be some taste demonstrations at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I know that there's possibly going to be some samples given away. What's going on at the store?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Janet, because it will be a very, very busy day here. I think in addition to the demonstration that will be conducted by my son-in-law, Doug Ostrander, people will have the benefit of getting some different products from Jarro for them to try. And we'll be speaking today, I'm sure, with Dominique about the benefits of probiotics and why you should think about choosing Jarro probiotics based upon their list of ingredients versus other companies who may not list the ingredients either properly or in its entirety. And it's left up to chance in some cases where what you're buying may not be what you had in mind. But we're going to get into that when Dominique joins us. And the other additional point that people have to consider is that today is the 30th of January. We have just today and tomorrow left for the people to take advantage of the additional 10% savings from our everyday low prices. And we have been widely acclaimed for the amount of everyday low prices that people can expect when they come into shop. People are not normally used to deep discounts. If they do get a deep discount, it's maybe once, and that's it. And you have to bring in all kinds of paperwork to be able to get that. Here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, all you have to do is show up. Just be present here at 3105 North State Road 7, which is in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. We are on the south end at Northwest 19th Street, So when you're coming south on State Road 7, just look off to your right, and you'll see the big sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and that's where we are located. So we want to make it an express point to let everybody know that today and tomorrow you'll receive an additional 10% off the everyday low prices that we feature here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And we probably have in excess of 10,000 items. And we're talking about national brand products that people are familiar with. We're talking about Life Extension. We're talking about Jarrow. We're talking about Country Life. We're speaking about Solgar, Berry Treasure, Super Nutrition, Quality of Life, Future Biotics, Carlson Laboratories, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Garden of Life, New Chapter, Sun Warrior, Pure Planet, and a whole host of other countless varieties of products from different companies that people are very familiar with. And you will notice that the first thing that you'll see is a tag in front of the item telling you what is the manufacturer's suggested retail price and what is the everyday low price at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So we encourage you to please check it out for yourself to value what I'm saying, that these prices are extremely low and you're going to save an awful lot of money. People generally that are on supplements have to worry that they may have to miss something because they can't afford the prices on what some of these stores charge. We are totally different. You'll find that all of our prices are very reasonable, very easy to accept, and you'll be able to fulfill your shopping list effectively and inexpensively. And I think that's the key point, in addition to the great service that you'll receive here with all the staff that we have, knowing what they know after many years of being in the business, they can give you some great advice. And number one, of course, is Janet Cimarelli. And Janet has been associated with me and with my former business, Tunney's, and now she's with Save-A-Lot, and she has been inclined to give the best advice that people can ever expect. And I have to compliment Janet on all the years of service that she's given to clients, and I think it's important that if you need extra benefits from Janet, you can receive a private consultation. There is an additional cost, but it is available, and you can reach Janet either by coming into the store or calling the store for her information, or she will give it out as to how best to reach her. So, Janet, I'm going to give it back to you so you can enlighten our listeners as to how they can get in touch with you if they're seeking a private consultation, which generally runs anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, whereas in Save-A-Lot, you may only be able to receive maybe 15 or 20 minutes because of the time constraints that we're faced with over here. So, Janet, let me turn it back to you, and you can give our listeners a heads up as to how they can reach you.
Okay, happy to do that, Al. And so many of the clients that I see for a very short kind of introductory nutrition counseling at Save-A-Lot go on to make a personalized private counseling appointment with me, because we do get into deeper discussions about the origins of the health issues that they may be dealing with. And as you mentioned, Al, there are no time constraints. So what I say is the first counseling session usually lasts about 2 hours, and I get a very complete diet profile, so I know everything in depth that that person is eating over the course of several days. What are the usual routine things that that individual consumes on a day-to-day basis? What they drink, how they sweeten their foods, how they season their foods, how frequently they eat, and more in-depth information about the amounts consumed. So we start with that dietary background information. Then I will get a profile of any pharmaceuticals that are prescribed on a regular basis and a complete list of supplements. And one of the things that is an issue when I'm doing the shorter counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, the information about the supplements, I might not necessarily be able to get the in-depth information that I need, because if those supplements are purchased, let's say, in a discount store, a big box store, a pharmacy, those supplements might be dramatically different than a supplement that has a similar label, but from the nationally known brands that Al Foreman was just mentioning. So I get very in-depth information about the doses. I get very much in-depth information about the additional ingredients that may be in the supplements. And in that time frame, over a two-hour time period, that's when I get the kind of information that I need in order to make informed recommendations for individuals having a private counseling session with me. And they can call 954-652-8680. 954-652-8680 to make a private counseling appointment with me. And what we're going to do is go to a very short break right now. And when we come back, our very special guest, Dominique Ostrander, will be joining us. So stay tuned. More to come.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work when traveling or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Pendut Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Come talk to me about your health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for my hours at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in, sign in, and come sit down with me, Janet Cimarelli. I'm available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, one half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday, a little chilly here, but we're getting through it because of the beautiful, bright sunshine. And we do live in South Florida, so we know the weather is not going to last too much longer. Joining me up in Boca Raton at the WWNN studios is Janet Cimarelli. And beside Janet, I'm hoping that our very, very special guest is here, and she's going to talk to us about a very important topic that I think most people are very concerned about. So, Janet, I'm going to send it back to you.
Okay. Well, now, absolutely, sitting across from me is Dominique Ostrander, the educator for Jarrow Formulas, and she's about to enlighten us about a whole host of Jarrow Formulas products. So good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning.
It's really good to be here. I apologize about my tardiness getting to the studio. We did get lost. We decided to take Federal Highway instead of Dixie Highway. So, but here I sit. Anyway, I'm very happy to be here, and today I wanted to talk to you about probiotics. I wanted to enlighten the listeners, if they didn't know, about the history of Jarrah Formulas and our probiotics, and the fact that we've had the very first probiotic ever sold in the United States, our $3.4 billion, which is still sold today. Jarrah Roggeveen founded the International Probiotics Association, and we also launched the very first shelf-stable probiotic ever sold in the United States, which is our famous EPS, Enhanced Probiotic System.
And so with all of that introduction, Dominique, you can tell us possibly who might be an appropriate user of Gyrodophilus EPS. That happens to be one of my most favorite go-to probiotic formulas. So who should use that?
I think anybody that's never taken a probiotic, that wants to start taking a probiotic, that doesn't want to overload, we believe at Jarrah that less is more, that you want to take the least effect, the least amount with the most effective dose. And the 5 billion has an incredible ability to colonize. And a probiotic is only as good as its ability to colonize. And these particular 8 strains have an outstanding ability to colonize in the gut. Many people will say, well, it's only 5 billion. Yes, it's 5 billion of 8 different strains that have an incredible ability to colonize. It can be taken along with an antibiotic, for example, to replenish bacteria. So even if you are on an antibiotic, the 5 billion is still strong enough. It just needs to be spaced out, as all bacteria-based probiotics do, 2 hours before an antibiotic and 4 hours after. But I would say that anybody that wants a good probiotic, daily probiotic, something that they don't really have to cycle off of, the JEPS, or I'm sorry, that's our code for EPS, is a great probiotic.
And it's very important, I think, for our listeners to hear you say that it is the different strains that have the capacity to survive the transit through the digestive tract and arrive very safely, happily, and ready to make a happy home in the lower digestive tract, and that you don't need trillions and zillions and so many billions. And I think that the probiotic industry has kind of gone very wide of the mark when they're putting on the shelf 500 billion probiotic.
Who is that good for?
And that's somebody possibly who's hospitalized. But even then, they don't necessarily need such very high doses. What you need is quality. And if you would tell our listeners a little bit about Roselle Institute and the place where these formulas have been put together and the kind of just superior research that has been part of the development of these products.
Mm-hmm. The Roselle is our main probiotic suppliers, Dr. Thomas Tompkins, who's just a brilliant man. And I've never had the pleasure of meeting him personally, but I have spoke with him many times via email, and his brilliance comes across. And Roselle is known for their integrity of product, for their research. And the people that I've dealt with over the years from Roselle do nothing but create products that are upstanding, that are leaders in the industry. The strains lead the way, and it's impressive. I'm very proud to work for a company that is associated with a company like Roselle that we work hand in hand with.
Dominique, I'm looking at a box of the Gyrodophilus EPS, which is a 25 billion capsule, and on the back of the box, it lists the different probiotic strains.
Mm-hmm.
How important are the strains when people look to buy a probiotic?
They're very important. We were talking about last night in the training that probiotics need to have a first name, middle name, and last name stated so that they have the genera, the species, and then the strain identifying number. So, for example, on our EPS 5 billion, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, Lactobacillus is the genera, rhamnosus is the species, and then the strain differentiation number, which is its last name, is R0011. I'm just taking one particular strain as an example. Those three names identify that particular strain, which will then show the consumer an ability or the vehicle to which they can Google the information, the studies about it, and look at that one particular strain. It's very important to have the first name, the middle name, and the last name.
And how do you explain the fact that some of the probiotics do not have that three amounts of information, but yet they declare themselves to be 50 billion, 100 billion, 150 billion, 200 billion in the form of the bacteria? And if people are not familiar with what those forms are, it may not be of any use to them.
Right, right. And that's a really good question, Dad. And I think I can only speak for Jaro, and I know that we are of the thought that, and I hate to simplify it like this, but when you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to hide. Not implying that other companies have anything to hide, but the clinicals are there for the strains that we use. We use clinically documented strains. Our catchphrase is strains matter, and they matter because in order for a probiotic to be considered a probiotic, it must exert a specific health benefit. Otherwise, it's just something that's healthy for you, like a fermented food, for example. But it's very important to know that in order for something to be called a probiotic, it has to exert a specific health benefit. And when you have the first name, middle name, and last name, you can look up the clinicals that would indicate how that particular strain is having an effect with a specific health issue.
Well, when people watch TV and they see marketing ploys by different companies, such as the yogurt commercial with Jamie Lee Curtis,
mm-hmm.
How does that fit into the scope of probiotics?
Well, we're in the stores, we hear all the time, I'm sure I'm not the only rep educator that hears this, do you take a probiotic? Well, I eat yogurt. Well, that's great, and that's a wonderful thing. It's the same thing with kefir or fermented foods, sauerkraut, buttermilk, etc. Those all have digestive benefits, but they are not probiotics. Probiotics are strains that you can say will exert a specific health benefit. For example, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V, which is the one strain that is in Jaro Formula's Ideal Bowel Support. That particular strain exerts a specific health benefit on the motility or ability to create a bowel movement. It also creates a specific health benefit of desensitizing the pain pathways in people and patients that have IBS. That particular strain also reduces cytokine production, increases immune function, and these are all clinically documented, studied, proven effects of that particular strain.
Well, that particular strain you just mentioned, which is in the Jaro Formula Ideal Bowel Support, which is a box of 30 veggie caps, this, to my knowledge, may be one of the only probiotics on the market that targets a particular ailment that people have faced. Now, Janet, over the years, you've encountered many, many people, and I'm sure you will further encounter many people when you start seeing people in private consultations with respect to digestive issues or problems with their gut. And that's where good health starts, right with the gut. What has been your experience in dealing with probiotics?
A crucially important addition to any health-conscious individual's profile of supplements. And if you don't have supported digestive health, if you don't have those proper bacteria in the small intestine as well as in the colon, you're not absorbing nutrients correctly. You're not able to maintain the proper ratios of different minerals. You're not able to maintain a viable immune system. So it's an absolutely critical part of maintaining and focusing on not only good digestive health, but good overall health.
Excellent point, Janet. Excellent. Excellent. That's very true. And again, we talk about that all the time when we're doing trainings about the immune benefits, the far-reaching benefits of probiotics. But again, that is having to do with specific strains. It's just not, again, the eating yogurt. Well, that does have some benefit, but specific probiotic strains exerting their benefits. And whether that's bolstering immune health, whether that's creating immunoglobulin production, which we know probiotics like EPS, like Saccharomyces boulardii, even our ideal bowel support, the Lactobacillus planetarum 299V has also shown anti-adherence properties, extensive anti-adherence properties at that, just like Saccharomyces boulardii. So, again, those are specific health benefits. And those taking PPIs, for example, proton pump inhibitors like Nexium and Prilosec, which our society is endowed with people that are taking all of these PPIs for GERD and various other symptoms, they're not producing the proper amount of mucosal lining, which, again, creates a protection in the gut. Without that mucosal lining, you're more likely to develop something called leaky gut, because then pathogens have a way to kind of seep through those junctions and create a more systemic inflammation. And again, probiotics have that effect. Does yogurt have that effect? No, it doesn't, because it's not specific strains that will create that sort of response in your belly by creating immunoglobulins.
In your experience in training and being an educator for general formulas, Dominique, what have you found to be some of the major issues with people with gut problems? Because there are so many different things that people are diagnosed with today. And I think most medical doctors, allopathic doctors, always reach for a prescription pad. Mm-hmm. And they're diagnosing it in some way other than what really is. How do you get that point across?
I think that there's a newer generation of doctors now, gastroenterologists that I deal with a lot, that are becoming savvy to our industry, so to speak, that are having a greater respect for the nutraceutical industry and understanding that East meets West, so to speak. There have been, and again, I deal with hospitals too, where probiotics have been used in hospitals for a long time for people that are having thrush or that are having yeast infections, vaginal yeast infections, and also to prohibit the translocation of bacteria in the prevention of C. diff, for example, in the prevention of antibiotic-associated diarrhea. So probiotics have had a reputation, so to speak, in the past of being very beneficial for doctors, and they know that. But what they're coming to know even more is that certain foods, for example, will really create problems, where our industry was saying, you know, you might want to avoid grains. You might want to avoid wheat. You might want to avoid corn or soy or something like that. Dairy, for example. I remember this was going back 20 years ago, and when children would show signs of dark circles under their eyes, And people in our industry were saying, your child is allergic to dairy. And you'd go to your pediatrician and say, I think my child has dark circles because they're allergic to dairy. They would kind of look at you like, what are you talking about? But I again, doctors are becoming very dialed in, so to speak, to these kinds of issues, saying, wow, this really does have relevance, that there is a crossover between East and West.
Well, I know we're coming up on an intermission. We had a caller call in with a question directed to you, Dominique. And I'll read you her question, and you can think about it. And when we come back from the break, you may want to respond to it. And the consumer that called in was asking if you would ask Dominique if she is concerned with how many supplements her father takes. And people listen to the show.
I wonder who that caller might have been.
Would that be my stepmom?
Okay. To our listeners, you're tuned to this very fun session of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here in the WNN studios with Dominique Ostrander, and she is the educator for Jaro Formulas. We're talking about probiotics and holding down the fort in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday, the 30th of January. We only have today and tomorrow left for those people that would like to take advantage of an additional 10% off the everyday low prices of everything that we sell here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Joining me up in Boca is Janet Cimarelli, along with my daughter, Dominique Ostrander, who is the educator for Jaro Formulas. And we're speaking on the probiotic tablet concerning most people who either take a probiotic or people who are looking to take a probiotic as to what is the proper choice for them to make. So we're going to get into more of this, but I'd like to find out from Dominique, what is Doug going to be demoing today from 12 to 3?
Doug is going to be demoing our Golden Milk, which is our new liquid turmeric drink. It's a powder, and it's delicious, and it's helping reduce inflammation. It has some warming spices in it. The Golden Milk is not a vegan formula. We do make a vegan formula called Golden Tea. And actually, no, he's going to be demoing both. I take that back. He's doing Golden Milk and Golden Tea today. So Great. We have the vegan version and the non-vegan version.
Well, we look forward to that. I'm sure everybody from noon to 3 will take advantage of a taste testing of the particular product from Jaro Formulas. And Jaro is a great facility. I've toured their facility in Santa Fe Springs. It's a giant facility that produces the majority of what we sell here on the shelf, produced by Jaro Industries, which again is part of the whole Jaro family. But we're going to go into a little bit more on probiotics. So, Jan, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay, well, I was thinking about the whole delivery system. Dominique, you were mentioning how disrupted the chemistry of the digestive system is when people are using antacid products, and the incredible importance of maintaining that proper acid-alkaline balance at all different points through your digestive system. And I know that the Jarodophilus EPS that we were speaking about comes in an enteric-coated capsule. Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners the importance of that enteric coating.
It's actually called EnteroGuard, and that protects against stomach acid so that when it's swallowed and it travels down your digestive tract, the stomach acid doesn't affect or destroy the bacteria, which is, again, very important.
And so just before the break, we were talking about, okay, it's your immune system. It's improving your digestive capacity. It has such far-flung effects across the board in our bodies when you begin to support that beneficial bacteria. You want to talk a little bit about brain chemistry?
Mm-hmm. That, you know, I love the new studies that are coming out between probiotics and mood and health and anxiety and depression and brain chemistry because of the gut-brain axis. It's so impressive. It's so interconnected. And I think more in the future from Jaro is going to be geared towards that. I think coming out probably in the next year or two when more substantiated clinicals come out that you could say take this probiotic for increased brain health and brain cognition, because to obviously make those claims now would be a little bit premature. But the preliminary studies that are shown between the connection between mood, anxiety, depression, and taking a good probiotic, just a good probiotic in general, it makes me believe that it has to do with not only immune function, but it's an inflammatory response or the lack thereof, that the lack of inflammation that is present when you're on a good probiotic increases cognitive function, where it's affecting that gut-brain axis.
Such important information. And for people who may be dealing with anxiety and depression, okay, well, here's a starting point for you. For those people who may be dealing with very low energy, one of the important aspects of probiotics is their ability to support the metabolism of B vitamins. Mm-hmm. And so if you're avoiding grains, which would be typically a source of B vitamins because of the potential for inflammatory response with those grains, here is a way with the probiotic to enhance the absorption of B vitamins that you're getting from other sources. You want to talk about energy a little bit?
That's an excellent point, Janet, because you had said earlier, you had said probiotics help you digest better. It helps you extract nutrients from foods and utilize them. And without, for example, people that are on PPIs, we know that their B vitamins drop. We know that their folate levels drop. We know that B12 levels drop. And so the addition of probiotics helps prevent that. I think energy levels, again, it always seems to circle back to inflammation. I think higher inflammation levels promote low energy levels. It promotes fatigue. And I always recommend whenever that person comes into a store and I'm in a store and their energy levels are low, because we know that when people are stressed, their adrenals become overworked and they deplete their B vitamins. Again, I always say this isn't a nutraceutical belief. This is a medical belief. If you went to your doctor and you said, I'm stressed out, I haven't slept, if he's a good tuned in doctor, he would test your B vitamins. And so when your cortisol levels are high, your B vitamins drop, which phosphatidylserine comes in really handy here because it lowers cortisol levels. So I always say, like, PS, our phosphatidylserine with some B12 and our B-right, a B-complex, a good probiotic, even something, whether or not, you don't need to go big on this. You don't need to go big guns. You can go with our EPS, whether it's the 5 billion or 25 billion, and you have your regimen for energy. Might throw in a little bit of ribose for ATP production if you're really suffering from chronic fatigue type symptoms, and off you go.
Such important information for so many people out there who are dealing with digestive issues, sleep issues, fatigue, headaches, all manner of immune threats. And here's the starting point with probiotics. Now, we mentioned B vitamins and you said folate. Your folate levels are going to go down. How important would the probiotics be for women who are thinking about becoming pregnant or are currently pregnant?
I think, well, again, that's something we always say. So if you're currently pregnant, you always check with your OB about whatever you're going to take, because you certainly, I mean, probiotics are not known to be teratogenic at all. But again, if you, nobody knows what anybody's dealing with. specific health issues. So you always want to check with your OB because, let's face it, it's a developing human life, and we want to do everything we can to promote perfection in that human life. So besides that, I would say that taking a probiotic to help digestion, to increase that mucosal production, pregnant women notoriously suffer from horrible GERD and terrible, terrible heartburn. Poor babies, I mean, they suffer terribly. And so I think probiotics, digestive enzymes for pregnant women are vitally important to help them break down those nutrients, makes them feel better. So
very important, and it's so critically important prior to becoming pregnant that you assure yourself that your B vitamin, overall B vitamin status is supported, as well as your folate, because it's very early in pregnancy that folate status is critical with regard to the development of the fetus. Okay, so...
To prevent neural tube defects, that's
right,
true. And
right.
A lot of people... So I've had discussions with many physicians. I deal with them a lot, weekly basis. 5-MTHFR. So physicians tend to go, we don't really believe that.
That always makes me gasp, because it is not a matter of belief. It's
exactly.
A matter of scientifically researched fact.
Exactly. So... At Jara, we have a methylfolate because we know that that's easier. And for people that do have this condition that can't methylate, then this particular form is highly bioavailable. So, and that particular form is actually part of our Be Right, for example, that was changed in the past year. I think it was reformulated so that it would have a methylfolate in there. And, of course, we also have our methylfolate with a B12 combo, too. So that can also be added to a prenatal as well, if you want that little bit of additional methylfolate B12 for energy.
Very important point that women who are considering pregnancy have that test to determine if they do have that genetic MTHFR defect, so that they are much less able to metabolize B vitamins and particularly B12 and folate. Okay, so we're talking about probiotics and an issue that is a huge issue for many women is candida. Talk about a little bit, if you will, Dominique, the importance of probiotic and specifically Jaro Formula's Femdophilus with regard to women who are plagued with recurring candida situations.
So it's very common that women suffer from candida or yeast infections. We're not talking systemic candida at the moment. We're going to talk
vaginal.
So Femdophilus has over 20 years of research behind it. The two particular strains in our Femdophilus, we have a Lactobacillus rhamnosus GR1. Again, notice the first name, middle name, last name. And a Lactobacillus rotari RC14. And both of those strains... discovered and developed by Drs. Gregor Reed and Andrew Bruce of Urex Biotech, both have been confirmed to colonize in the urogenital tract very effectively. It's a patented product, and this was discovered, back in 1985. These two particular strains were discovered. And I can attest that it's an outstanding probiotic. For me, my personal use, I don't use it. I develop chronic UTIs, and for me, it's worked great as far as preventing them, to take it prophylactically, daily, to prevent recurrent UTIs.
Okay, so you've made a lot of women very happy with that information, Dominique. I just need to let everyone know that we are coming up on a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here in Boca Raton, WNN Studios, with Dominique Ostrander. She is the educator for Jaro Formulas. And at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman. And when we come back, I bet Al is going to tell us a little bit about the activities that are going to be taking place at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center today. And to our listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a very interesting show today with my daughter, Dominique Ostrander, who is the educator for Jarrow Formulas. And we have Janet Cimarelli, who was up in Boca Raton at the WWNN studios, along with Dominique. And a couple of products I wanted to bring to people's attention that we've been speaking about, just to give you some idea about the everyday low prices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We spoke about Jarrow Dopheles EPS. Now, here's it's a 25 billion with 8 strains. Comes in a box of 30 veggie caps. And the manufacturer suggested retail price is $39.95. We have an everyday low price here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center of only $19.99. And you'll be getting an additional 10% off today and tomorrow because of our grand opening special that we ran for the entire month of January. The other product we spoke about was Ideal Bowel Support, which has the 299V strain, and that's a box of 30 veggie caps as well, 10 billion per capsule, and that has a manufacturer suggested retail of $26.95, and we here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center have an everyday low price of only $13.59. And the last product, which I think we're hopefully going to talk about, is the Saccharomyces boulardii plus MOS, and here's a bottle of 180 veggie caps that have a manufacturer suggested retail price of $54.95. We here at Save-A-Lot have the everyday low price of only $27.59. So these are some great probiotics to take advantage of, especially with the additional 10% off today and tomorrow. And Doug Ostrander, my son-in-law, Dominique's husband, will be demoing today and taste testing some of the products from Jarrow in addition to samples. And we have scheduled for Wednesday, if you're a pet lover and you like to find out more about how to handle your pets, whether they be cats or dogs, we're going to have a show with Steve Ginsburg on Wednesday at our 10 o'clock show, and we'll be talking about the training and creating a longer, healthy, happier, healthier life for your pets. So tune in on Wednesday for this special show on pets. And right now, I'm going to turn it back to Janet because we're coming up on the last segment. And I have one question for Dominique. Will you be here with Doug?
I will be.
Oh, then people can come in and meet you.
Absolutely.
12 to 3. Be a great pleasure to have you here. So, Janet, back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. And so important, the information that we're sharing with our listeners today. If they have not been using a probiotic, hopefully this information is the inspiration to make sure that becomes one of the foundational supplements that they're using on a regular basis. Now, Dominique, you mentioned a little bit before about people taking antibiotics and that they can go ahead and take their EPS along at the same time, not at the same moment, but in the same day that they are using an antibiotic pharmaceutical. And I think that there are a lot of people out there with misconceptions about that, that they wait until after they've finished their antibiotic before they use the probiotic. Mm-hmm. Do you want to correct that misconception?
So we can, you can do it two different ways. When you, we have a product called Saccharomyces boulardii plus MOS. It's been around. There's actually no probiotic technically that has more research behind it than that particular strain. So it's not necessarily jar of formulas. It's Saccharomyces boulardii in general. It has extensive, extensive research. So Saccharomyces traditionally has been used in the prevention of traveler's diarrhea because it doesn't allow pathogens to adhere to the intestinal lumen. It was originally isolated from lychee fruit by Henry Boulard in 1923. So that's the history of it. And it's common to Southeast Asia, the lychee skins. It thrives at high temperatures. And again, this is important when you're traveling because it's not destroyed. So you can be in the mountains of Peru or wherever you are and it be perfectly fine. Jarro Formulas Saccharomyces boulardii is used as part of the Adventist Healthcare Network in, it's over 45 hospitals and long-term acute care clinics in the prevention of antibiotic-associated diarrhea and C. diff. Why is that? Because number one, it prevents antibiotic-associated diarrhea and can be taken at the exact same time as an antibiotic, which makes it very convenient. Because it's a yeast, it's not destroyed. It is completely, it's an integrity. Also, Saccharomyces crowds out any bad pathogens. It just says, get out of the way, there's no room for you, it pushes them out. The MOS, which is a mannanoligosaccharide, is an additional decoy for any pathogen. And so when a patient in a hospital setting, for example, is exposed to a C. diff molecule, it can't adhere. It can't adhere to the intestinal lumen and then make them sick. It's flushed out of the body. So, and we know that the average C. diff patient costs a hospital about $30,000 just for 1 5-day stay in the hospital. So Saccharomyces, hospitals got wise to this, and they've been using our Saccharomyces now for a very long time successfully.
Now, what is the dosage on that?
The dosage in to prevent antibiotic-associated diarrhea is 1 to 2 capsules a day. Again, it's so effective, you don't really need, and you don't need anything more than that. You don't need to overkill this. One capsule a day in a hospital setting for patients that are being given antibiotics, they're given 2 capsules a day. It's a BID dose, one in the morning and one later in the afternoon or early evening.
Janet, your experience with C. diff, that's become a major issue, hasn't it?
I'm sorry. What was the question again, Al?
C. diff. Isn't that a major concern in many of the hospitals?
It's huge. It is one of the top infectious microorganisms that unfortunately people pick up in the hospital, and it lengthens their hospital stay, possibly is something that they are 6 months. It's not unusual for people to be dealing with a C. diff infection for 6 months. It's it is literally a scourge with related to being in a hospital. So crucially important.
And it's highly contagious.
Right.
Highly contagious, which makes it that much more detrimental. So controlling it, preventing it is imperative. And so when patients are given Saccharomyces in a hospital setting, they have the nurses that can give them their medication at prescribed dosage intervals, which makes it easy to use SAC-B with a bacterial-based probiotic to replenish. What I always say to people, if you're on an antibiotic, you can take SAC with it to prevent antibiotic-associated diarrhea, but just for the convenience of it all, use SAC when you're taking an antibiotic, and then when you're done with the antibiotic, go to your bacteria-based probiotic and replenish, just for convenience sake.
Just really, really quickly, So many times kids with an ear infection, a sore throat, a runny nose, their pediatrician will prescribe probiotic. Mm-hmm. The Saccharomyces appropriate for kids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, Jar Formulas make something called a sac pack, which is little sachets. I always say they're like the old-fashioned pixie sticks, and if you cut them in three pieces, it would be about that size sachet. It's a mild orange flavor, so you can just mix it in a little bit of water, and they can swallow, drink it with their juice or mix it in anything actually that they like to drink, and that will help prevent antibiotic-associated diarrhea for a child.
Is that also given once a day?
Once a day. Yes, exactly.
And what about other probiotics along with that? Is it safe for them to take?
It is safe. During a course of antibiotic therapy, it's probably just easier just to use the SAC-B with that. And then when the antibiotic therapy is done, then replenish with the bacteria base.
Dominique, I know we're coming up on the close of the show. I want to thank you. Not only because you're my daughter, but you've shared with her a great deal of information I think our listeners really appreciate.
Thank you very much, Dad. Thank you, Janet.
They'll enjoy meeting you today from 12 to 3, along with Doug, your husband, who will be taste testing some great Jarrow products, as well as some samples that we'll be giving out. So I will look forward to seeing you both at noontime. And Janet, I know you're going to be here today as well. From 2 to 5.
I will be in the store from 2 to 5 today. Correct. And
give out your phone number so people can reach you for that private consultation.
954-652-8680. And people can come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition location, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center in Margate today. Get a taste of golden milk and golden tea and meet Dominique and Doug. And we will be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.